News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats toured Texas border facilities as news emerged about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Salvadoran migrant and his toddler daughter who drowned in a desperate effort to cross into the United States were buried Monday in San Salvador. A photograph of Oscar Martinez and 23-month-old Valeria lying face down in the Rio Grande River was shared countless times last week, bringing attention to the plight of those who could enter the United States to seek a better life. The Trump administration threatened Mexico with tariffs if it did not enforce immigration controls at northern and southern borders. The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced that it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 international accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. Statement said maximum pressure on the Iranian regime will continue until its leaders alter their course. This is VOA News. President Trump has signed a humanitarian aid package to bolster migrant care. AP correspondent